And when priorities are changed this quickly, for whatever reason, whether it is can be any reason, when suddenly what you call the way you normally unfold life has to come to a halt, and you have to deal with the immediacy of a moment, and many, many people are dealing with the immediacy of the moment now, all in different fashions, but there are many people who are losing their homes in North America. They are not quite starving yet, but people all over the world are rioting and fighting for food. That's the immediacy of the moment for them. Do you understand?
Yes.
So everything else falls out the window when hunger drives you, or everything falls out away from life as you know it here when you must solve the challenge that is in front of you. And it can be very liberating, because when you are faced, any of you, with an immense challenge, remember this, your psychic energy becomes more sharp and more finely tuned. It is like it is brought to a spear point. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, your psychic abilities can sort of be lazy. It can be like a bunny rabbit that's just munching in one spot in the yard, not necessarily hopping around too much, but just slowly grazing. And when priorities change, poof, you watch that bunny rabbit take off. Do you understand? So your psychic abilities can do that too. And then it's a matter of managing the challenge or the crisis, which always represents change, and managing what's happening to your body and your perceptions at the same time. Did you experience that?
Yes.
In other words, it wasn't just about what was happening outside yourself. It was also the hormonal changes, the psychic changes, the body changes that you yourself experienced.
Correct. And luckily, with the change of priorities, it also gave me the time to make time to do things that, like massages and cleanses and things like that, that I normally would put off to the next week or to the next week. But because I was home and everything has changed, and it was became immediate, I realized that the wearing of my energy level was down, and I was doing whatever I could to balance it in the body, because I could tell that it was really starting to take its toll. So I was luckily to have the time to balance out with yoga and other activities that really made a big difference. And the other thing that really helped was watching the yard come back to life over the last 3 months. Mm-hmm. And being home, where I would normally maybe only be home in the evenings, but to be home during the day.
Watching the sun move through the windows,
and,
yes.
It was really quite liberating, and it was terribly relaxing.
And North Carolina has had a magnificent unfolding of spring, yes?
Yes.
Magnificent.
Yes.
Magnificent. Everything is just unfolding in regal, regal splendor. And of course, being that you create the weather and consciousness all blend together, congratulations on a good job of moving through some difficult energy over the darker moons, the winter, and creating the grand emerald greening and the bursting forth of color and life. And this ideally is very inspirational to all of you, to remind you to proceed, to go forward. This is what the seasons teach you. Anything else, Barry?
I think that's it for now. But it was time and perspective also make a huge difference, because when you're in the midst of it,
that
and
they
the beginning
do.
Of it, it doesn't seem like it's hard to find the good in what's going on.
Absolutely. When life gets challenging, as it did with your partner's illness, one wants to wish it over, yes?
Yes, this but was also to know what the message is.
Well, what the message is, yes, that can be a big befuddlement as well. And it's excellent now that you all are trained to think, what is this about? I know this is about something. What is going on? And our vehicle certainly has had her own journey over the last few moons as well. And she has had Saturn on her moon, on her natal chart, so she has had to take on and really explore some very deep, let's say, exploration of emotionality, which, of course, emotionality is what makes you human.